What is the secret to great flowers and more vegetables? You can buy great starter plants or high-quality seeds, plant them in the right amount of sun or shade, and water correctly, but all of that has a limited effect on plant growth. The secret to great plants is the soil. Get the soil right, and you can grow anything that is hardy in your location. The obvious next question is, how do you get great soil? The answer to that question is a bit more complicated, but a key ingredient is organic matter. Adding organic matter to soil increases microbial activity, releases plant nutrients, and improves soil structure. That nice crumbly black gold that gardeners talk about is the result of higher levels of organic matter in the soil. Nature adds organic matter to soil all the time. Fall leaves blanket the ground, and by the following summer, they have been magically incorporated into soil. Animals run through the area adding some fresh manure, and many insects die due to short lifespans, adding even more organic matter. The grasses in fields set down deep roots, which are constantly dying off and regenerating, all the while adding organic matter. We see all of these processes taking place, but few of us think about the way in which organic matter is cycled around. It starts as CO2 in the air, which is absorbed by plants and combined with sunlight to form sugars and other carbohydrates. These high-carbon compounds form the basis of all organic matter. When plant material falls to the ground, it becomes a carbon food source for microbes. They soon convert that plant into invisible organic matter, all the while moving it deeper into the soil. If the plant is eaten by animals, insects, or worms, it is converted into fecal matter, which is nothing more than partially digested organic matter. Some of the carbon in the food is digested and absorbed by the animal. All non-plant organisms, including microbes, animals, insects, birds, and even humans, are essentially digested organic matter that originated from plants. In the end, they are returned to the soil. All of the processes that I have just described also happen in your garden, and you can improve on them or inhibit them. It's your choice. Some gardeners get in the way of these natural processes. They keep their soil in pristine condition, not allowing any old vegetation from being incorporated into soil naturally. They spray for pests and reduce the number of insects that live and die in the garden. They grow vegetables, harvest the produce, and take all of the old plant material to the curb for disposal. Fall leaves are raked and given to the city. This makes for a very neat garden, but over time the soil has less and less organic matter, making it unhealthy. It does not have to be that way, and many gardeners take a different approach. They do the opposite. Plant matter is left where it falls. Most insects are treasured and encouraged to use the property. Some gardeners even go so far as to collect bags of leaves from neighbors and bring them back to their garden. A big part of their gardening focus is to add more organic matter than they had when they started. There is also a third group, the impatient gardeners. They don't want to wait for nature to incorporate yard waste and kitchen scraps into soil. They want to speed up this process. Composting is the way to do that. Composting is nothing more than helping nature speed up the decomposition process. It takes fallen leaves, dead insects, kitchen scraps, and manure and accelerates the process of turning that material into nutrients for microbes and plants. All of the composting methods described in this book make use of natural processes, but gardeners manipulate them so they are more efficient. The end product is essentially the same as the organic matter produced by nature.